What about the atomic particles that are the building blocks of larger objects? Could they be partless? This too is impossible, since if a particle did not have spatial extent, it could not combine with other particles to form a larger object. Particle physicists believe that even the tiniest particle can be broken down into smaller parts if we can create tools powerful enough to do so. But even if they found a physically unbreakable entity, it would still have spatial extent and thus parts. Otherwise, it could not combine with other such entities to form anything larger. Meditative reflection. 1. Bring to mind an impermanent phenomenon, such as a book. 2. Consider its coming into being in dependence upon its parts, its pages and cover. 3. See if its dependence upon its parts conflicts with its appearing as if it exists in its own right. Examining consciousness. The consciousness involved in looking at a blue vase does not have spatial parts because it is not physical, but it exists as a continuum of moments. Consciousness looking at a blue vase has earlier and later moments in its continuum, and these are parts of a stream of consciousness, no matter how short. Then consider the briefest moments in a continuum. If even the briefest of moments did not have a beginning, middle, and end, it could not join with other brief moments to become a continuum. It will be equally close to an earlier moment and to a later moment, in which case there will be no continuum at all. As Nagarjuna says, just as a moment has an end, so it must have a beginning and a middle. Also, the beginning, middle, and end are to be analyzed like a moment. Meditative reflection. 1. Consider consciousness paying attention to a blue vase. 2. Reflect on its coming into being in dependence upon its parts, the several moments that constitute its continuum. 3. See if its dependence upon its parts conflicts with its appearing as if it exists in its own right. Examining space. Even space has parts, such as the space associated with particular directions or particular objects, or space in the east and space in the west. Meditative reflection. 1. Consider space in general. 2. Reflect on its coming into being in dependence upon its parts, north, south, east, and west. 3. See if its dependence upon its parts conflicts with its appearing as if it exists in its own right. Also, 1. Consider the space of a cup. 2. Reflect on its coming into being in dependence upon its parts, the top half and the bottom half of the cup. 3. See if its dependence upon its parts conflicts with its appearing as if it exists in its own right.